God surrounds you with love and with the radiance of God's presence. We who are with you are again joyful that you are together, opening yourselves to God's word. We have stated before, but it is important to emphasize again, that you are receiving God's word. You are, in effect, at one with God. Although in your present life you will never fully get to know God, the progress that you make is steady and important. It is vital to your lives and to the world, for although you are small in number, when you reflect God's presence, the light radiates outwards and can be seen from great distance. It is like the beacon from a tall tower. In the darkness, the beacon is easily seen at great distances. None of you can know how far your lights radiate, but you can be sure of their capacity to warm. We wish to speak with you about this light. So often has light been mentioned from both God and from each of you. The light that you emit is seen by us as a light. It is not merely a convenience of expression. Light, as you know, is a form of energy. That energy also includes a spiritual energy. That spiritual energy we see as a light of many colors and varying intensity. It is a way we have of identifying each of you, for each soul emits its own light, because each soul has its own intensity of energy. You might compare the nature of your light with a fingerprint. You all have fingerprints, but although they may be similar, they are not identical. And so it is with the visual spectrum of your spiritual energy. The light is real. We say that the light is of varying intensity. That is the function of the strength, your feeling of closeness to God. You emit a light, but you also reflect light. When you place an object closer to a bright light, it appears brighter. So it is with the lights of your souls. As you draw closer in your awareness of God, your light reflects the nearness you have achieved. That light is also warm. As you find yourselves drawn farther from your awareness of God, that which you reflect is diminished and is cooler. You may wonder what application all of this has to your life. The knowledge in itself that spirit strength is light is not very helpful. But when you perceive the application of light in your lives, you can sense the application of light to the lives of your souls. The individual characteristics, the colors, the balance between colors, does not change. It is the intensity which we observe that helps us to see the advancement of the soul. You have only recently become aware of the ability of light to transmit information, voices, numbers, and the like. The insight which brought about this scientific revelation came from God. There is nothing unusual about that property of light. There is nothing unnatural. For that is essential to our communication with one another. We can communicate by what you would describe as pure thought. That is how it is generated. But the medium of communication is light. When you receive these words of God, you receive them through light. You don't see the light, but you get the word. It is the word which is important, not the medium of obtaining it. But God feels that with so much emphasis being placed on light, you are ready to understand more about its property. Light, therefore, is visual. It may be felt, and it may be understood. It is a vehicle for receiving information. By studying your light, we know more than what you think. We know how you feel. God knows how you feel. God knows your concerns and your joys. We know your voices, but we do not hear them as you hear them. We sense them because your light changes according to your awareness. When you turn to God and pray with strength and simplicity, God hears the prayer. We know the prayer, for we see the light. That light is emitted whether you pray aloud or silently. When you speak of matters which are contrary to God's wish and God's teaching, the light draws dimmer. Your light reflects your speech and your quiet communion. We recognize them both, and so does God. When you pray for another, your light becomes stronger, and it will reach the one for whom you pray. That person's soul will perceive the warmth and brilliance of your light and will reflect it. That reflection is emitted in all directions and in turn brightens and warms the souls of others. This is why we tell you that you cannot know the full effects of the light which you emit. We have said that when you join another spiritually, you send out a brighter light, greater intensity, and greater warmth. Now you can understand more fully how this is so. Your souls grow through light, just as plants need sunlight. It is for different reasons, but it is equally essential. Think about the potential for light. The potential each of you has for producing light. for producing love through understanding, patience, tolerance, joy, and faith. Love is the strongest of all ways that you have of generating more light. God's teachings center on love. All else will come if love is there. And love is possible when coupled with peace. We spoke of this when you were together recently. Look upon others as generators of light, as receivers of light, and as reflectors. That light is transmitted from one to another through love. Your faith grows as it receives light, and it widens and matures as you reflect it to others. You have been taught that when you give love, you have the capacity for receiving it in even greater portions. Viewed with your understanding of light, this will seem more logical. As you give light, your light becomes more intense through your giving and through your reflection of the increased light of another. With greater intensity in your light, you have a greater capacity for giving more love. It is all very logical, but difficult to understand. It is vital for your lives as individuals, but its application reaches far beyond your community or nation. The world is surrounded by a light, but that light is only a collection of that aura visible from all who live upon it. You are all therefore united. You are all really one. You all are a part of that great light, and yet each of you is different. Seek ways of reaching to another a hand of compassion or comfort or rejoicing. Share the joy and the suffering. You will then grow closer to one another in faith. Each of you will then serve to strengthen the other, and in so doing, collectively, you will be greatly uplifted and illuminated by the loving warmth of God's presence in your lives. Each of you has much to look forward to. There are times of great joy, responsibility, and achievement. Approach the future with patience. Patience born out of peace, the result of faith. And you will move forward with strength and sureness, growth and service to one another. God bestows light on each of you. You reflect it. You are warmed by it. And your radiance reaches out to others. Rejoice that God's light is becoming yours. Amen. From a message received December 26, 1980.